He's standing there, and he knows that everyone knows that he did his best for the Jewish people throughout his life. He's risked his life for the Jews time and again. And now, they've all turned their back on him. Poor David HaMelech. You know what David HaMelech went through? When he was born, you know what they said about him? They said he was a bastard. Because his father got a little bit nervous about certain things with his mother. And his father sent her away and was going to marry the maid. And the maid, the mother calls over the maid and says, "Look, I don't like what's going on. I changed my mind. Initially I agreed, but now I disagree. You leave and I'll be there when he comes home at night." Well, they come home and the lights aren't turned on. And Yishai, who's a big tzaddik, David's father, is one of the few people, even though he sinned, he never had a sin that was weighty enough to deserve dying. He comes and he thinks he's with the maid. And really, it's his wife. And the next morning, the wife sneaks out before he wakes up. And she stays far away for 3 months, the way they had agreed. And she comes back home 3 months later and she's pregnant. So Yishai says, "Wait a second, you're my wife. How'd you get pregnant?" So she says, I tricked her. I was there that night. I really didn't leave." So people were talking. They didn't know. And lo and behold, comes the baby. And they name him David. And no one knows whether he's a legitimate Jew or not. I mean, everyone was thinking, well, she's telling us a story, but is it true or is it not true? So David grows up being the boy that's sent out with the sheep. He's part of a very, very important, prestigious family. But this is how he grows up. And then one day a lion comes to the flock. And David suddenly feels a surge of strength. He runs up, beats up the lion. He says, "Wait, that's abnormal. What did I just do?" And then another day a bear comes to take a sheep. And again he feels a surge of energy. And he runs up and beats up the bear and takes away the sheep. And he says, "That's abnormal. What's God telling me here? What's going on here?" And then the famous fight comes with Goliath. And he says, "God gave me these signs to tell me I could stand up to Goliath." And so when he goes out against Goliath, he takes 5 rocks. You guys know that. He took 5 rocks. What happened with the other 4? 5 stones he chose out of the riverbank for his fight against Goliath. 1, he killed Goliath with. What happened with the other 4? One day I have to tell you the story of the other 4.
Tell us.
It's a long story. No, that's not for today. So, David HaMelech is the first one. When does the city of Jerusalem, we just sang about, when does the city of Jerusalem first show up in Tanakh? In the Torah, it doesn't say Jerusalem. Yerushalayim does not show up in the Torah because God was cautious. If God would talk about Jerusalem, what would the pagans here in Israel do? They'd go to the Temple Mount and declare it their Dome of the Rock. They'd say, "We sanctify it as our place for idol worship." And then they'd say, "Oh, you stole the idea from us." So God doesn't say where his chosen place is in the Torah. David HaMelech discovers it using clues in the Torah. A different time we have to sit down and analyze what clues the Torah gives us to discover where is going to be the Temple Mount. What's so important about the Temple Mount? That serves its own class. Okay, so David HaMelech, when he slaughters Goliath, he chops off his head, and the verse says he takes that head and runs back to the city of Jerusalem. What's he going to the city of Jerusalem? What's so special about Jerusalem? So I'm going to leave that as a question. And then he proceeds to being the greatest general of the Jewish people. He marries into the king's family, and King Saul is a little bit cautious. Hey, this general is he seems to be outranking me. People think he's even better than me. And so King Saul has a change of heart against his son-in-law David HaMelech and starts chasing him. And David spends years of his life on the run as a fugitive. Now he spent his whole life until now, his mature life, he's been fighting for the Jewish people, risking his life, killing thousands of the enemy, and now the Jews have turned against him. What does David HaMelech say to God? Ein osei tov, ein gam echad. There are none among King Saul's army who are doing good. No one says to him, "You know, David's your son-in-law. He doesn't mean you any harm." There isn't even one. Now, if David HaMelech said there isn't any among them, why does he have to repeat there isn't even one? You ever see a shepherd with a herd of oxen? You see a bunch of oxen. They're all walking together. And one shepherd. You know that every ox on his own could take apart that shepherd. A shepherd can't take on an ox. Why do all the ox go together? Because there's the herd instinct. If everyone else is doing it, it's good for them, it's good for me. The second they start breaking ranks, if he doesn't hold the one that breaks ranks quickly, he's lost it, because he only controls them because each ox figures, if it's good for him, it's good for me. Throughout our history, We see, and Noach is a prime example, there were singular people who changed the course of history. Everyone saw that Haman was standing there and telling everyone, bow to me, and he wore an idol around his neck, he had a chain with an idol, and he was telling the Jews, everyone has to bow to me, you too. And everyone was bowing, and one man stood up and said, no, I'm not. Who was that? Ish Yehudi, the Megillah calls him, right? A singular Ish. Remember we said a minute ago, Ish is an important person. Ish Yehudi, one man stood up to him, Mordechai. All the people were just grabbing women from the streets. My friend's wife, not my friend's wife, I don't care, if I could get away with it, I'm going to do it. Noach says, that's wrong. He stands up, and Noach, one man. David HaMelech, when he was lamenting before God, what did he say? He said, I understand there are no masses who are siding with me, but there isn't even one. All I need is one. I know God. By you, one is enough. Yonatan did his best. That's true. You see, Yonatan didn't change the tide. It's a good point. You're right. Why? What was he saying about Yonatan? You're right. It's a good question. That I don't know the answer to. So I can't help you with that. It's a good question. I don't know why David HaMelech said, Ein Gam Echad. I don't know.